高教授的人比较高，也比较白。
Caucasoids are taller and fair.
黑的人呢比较黑，比较壮。
The darker ones are stronger.
另外就是蒙古人中比较黄，比较瘦小。
Mongolians are yellow and smaller.
所以蒙古人中有一种是不高不矮不胖不瘦，在中间叫做中国人。
There's one in.
这个英文没有的，因为英国人不是中国人，所以不明白。那我们属于蒙古人种，
so we belong to the Mongoloids。
这三个人种呢，
these three streams，
其实就是从挪亚的三个孩子传下去的，
came from the three sons of Noah。
所以这个三个孩子他们的特点是不一样的，
they all were different。
你说人类如果只从一对的祖宗出来，为什么变成这么多种呢？
Why would there be so many races if there's only a pair？
人类如果是从亚当夏娃两个人被造，为什么这样多的血型呢？
Why are there so many different blood groups?
当我17岁的时候，
When I was a teenager,
我是一个相当前进、相当新时代的青年。
I was a person who was pretty modern.
所以我的脑子里充满一大堆圣经的怀疑，对圣经的怀疑。
So I had a lot of doubts about the Bible in my mind.
到我20几岁的时候，
When I was in my 20s,
已经开始传道了。
I began to preach.
勇敢回答人的问题。
And also boldly, I will have question and answer session.
进化论的问题、地质学的问题、人类学的问题、许多科学的问题都盘横在我的脑中。
And my mind is filled with all sorts of questions from evolution to anthropology.
照我所能的，照当时有的材料的资源，好好去查、去研究，要明白这些的事情。
I wanted to study based on the material I can get my hands on.
后来我在一些医学的书、一些遗传学的书跟这个百科全书里面，我发现一个事情。
I discovered something from the encyclopedias and medical books I read.
如果一个人的血统是 A 的，
if a person has A blood group,
他的妻子的血统是 B 的，
and his wife has B blood group,
他生出来孩子，
their children
还不能变成四种，
cannot become four different types.
B 二代的时候，
but by the second generation,
到了 B 三代的时候，
and the third generation,
可能有 A B A B O.
You can have A B A B or O.
我得到答案了。
And I have the answer.
所以亚当夏娃一定是一个 A 一个 B.
So Adam and Eve must have been A and B blood group.
哪一个 B 由你自己去找他吧。
You can ask them in the future yourself.
所以血统的问题没有困难。
So there is not a problem.
但是一个不同血统的种跟不同血统的种结婚是不可能的。
It is not possible for a different blood group, a species, to marry another species.
每一个种都有它自己的染色体的数目。
So every species has its own unique DNA.
所以这样，连 Herbert Spencer 都承认一件事情。
The scientist Herbert Spencer would agree.
无论人种有多少，
it doesn't matter how many different races there are.
他是人，
if he is a human being,
那他们都可以在最黑的跟最白的中间做一个配，这个相配的交配的这个。
The darkest, a person from the darkest race and one from the fairest race can still get married and have children.
都可以传宗接代。
They can still reproduce.
这样呢 ，Spencer 得到结论，人类全世界同有一对的祖宗。
His conclusion was that all of humanity share the same pair of parents.
这一对的祖宗是成为我们最先的我们的祖这个鼻祖。
The very first pair was our ancestor.
他们是人，我们也是人。
They are human beings, so are we.
但是这些所谓的人种里面的东西呢，是很多其他的种的动物没有的。
All these sort of characteristics cannot be found in other animals.
一方面，他们是唯物论者。
So on the one hand, these scientists are materialistic.
一方面，他跟 Huxley 接受了这个叫做不可知论的哲学前提。
And they have accepted these agnostic ideas.
他们又推广了达尔文的进化论。
But at the same time, they promoted evolution.
但他们内心的深处不得不承认，人是独特的一种。
But they have to admit in their heart that humanity is unique.
是人有理性的功能，是动物没有的。
That we can reason and animals could not do that.
人有道德的良心功能，也是动物没有的。
But we have the conscience and animals do not have that.
这两个人同时承认。
Both these scientists agree.
理性跟良心绝对不是进化过程所能产生出来的东西。
That reason and the conscience are not products of evolution.
所以用更严格的知识论来批判。
If you were to critique this with a more solemn manner,
他们的思想是自己前后矛盾的。
They are self-contradicting in their theories.
但是这些在基督的信仰中间一点不成问题。
But these are not problems for the Christians.
神造亚当夏娃成为全人类的鼻祖。
God created Adam and Eve to be our ancestors.
从这两个人产生不同的血型的可能性, 本来科学就承认了。
And science have admitted that from two you can have many different blood groups.
不同血型在不同种的黑的白的黄的中间都可能结合而生出健全的孩子, 科学都证实了这个事情。
And we all know that people from different races of different blood group can get married and reproduce properly.
人种变化,
and so the change of humanity,
挪亚三个孩子这件事情上得到解决了。
Is solved in this manner because of the three sons of Noah.
血型的变化,
the change in the blood group is also solved when we look at reality.
那么这样,
therefore, we cannot say that the Bible is unscientific.
我反过来说,圣经是唯一能真正解释人类怎么源头,怎么演化到现在这个情形,一个唯一的答案。
It's the other way around. The Bible is the only religious work that will tell you the answer.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
那么请问中国人是哪一种啊?
What about the Chinese?
你说中国人是蒙古人种。
It's the Mongoloids.
蒙古人种是谁的后裔啊?
Mongoloids belong to which one of them?
应当是闪的后代。
Probably it's Shem.
那么犹太人是哪一种呢?
What about the Jews?
犹太人也是闪的后代。
The Jews also.
那印度人呢?
The Indians?
有点不像耶。
Doesn't look like it.
他皮肤也不像,
very dark.
鼻子也高一点点,
the nose seems to be higher.
应当是亚父的后代,
probably from Japheth.
他们从另外一行就转到印度的地方, 结果就到了热带的地方, 就比较黑了。
And so they went to a hotter climate, climate environment.
非洲人是哪一个后代呢?
What about the Africans?
非洲人是这个尼格罗种。
They are the Negroids.
所以他们是韩的后代。
They are the descendants of Ham.
现在我要问的问题就是肤色的变化是怎么来的。
The question then is why would colors be different?
有没有可能呢? 这个肤色的变化是本来不同的人种, 或者是从一个家族慢慢演化出来的。
Could the skin color change because of one source or from different sources in the beginning?
很多记录做了记录了很久, 有很多问题, 一直在仓库中间没有拿出来来这个处理。
Many Christians have similar questions and they never answer this.
其实这些都有答案的。
There are answers to this.
一个家庭所生的孩子会不会每一个颜色都差不多一样呢?
Can a family reproduce children that all look alike, skin color?
孙长老, 请问你有几个兄弟啊?
How many brothers do you have?
你只有一个。 啊, 你很像耶稣是独生子。 杨长老, 你有几个兄弟?
啊, 两个。
两个, 你们肤色一样不一样?
不一样。
啊, 他比你更白更黑。
黑多了。
为什么呢? 你妈妈很黑吗?
不知道。
不知道。 所以这个就告诉我们, 挪亚的三个孩子肤色一定不一样。
The three kids, children of Noah were different skin color.
那么圣经说他们分地而居。
The Bible says they went to different lands.
有的向北走,
some went to the north, some the south,
有的向东走,
some went to the east.
这样有慢慢的变化, 就产生了不同地区对肤色跟人种的影响。
As based on where they were, the climate would have influenced their skin color.
那么肤色在地区的这个不同产生不同的果效, 是根据什么原因呢?
Based on what principles?
有两个重要的原因。
Two important principles.
第一个原因是遗传学的原因。
The first one is because of genealogy.
第二个原因是地理形式的原因。
The second one is geological.
所以地理对人类的这个变化有影响吗?
Would the geographical factors affect us?
有影响。 所以你发现在北方的人都没有黑的。
So you discover that people living in the north are not dark.
你没有看见那些黑人住在北方的。
You will not find anybody with dark skin living in the north.
因为他们是旅游者。
Maybe unless they are tourists.
你很少发现白人载着黑人的这个非洲地带的。
And you will not find too many fair-skinned people in Africa.
除非他是Tarzan。
That's a Tarzan.
泰山住在非洲，这根本不存在，是神话。
Tarzan, of course, is just fictional.
可能你不知道啊，写泰山这个小说的那个人，写了书、演了电影，使全世界的钱给人家骗了多少，去信他，而他从来没有到过非洲。
The author of Tarzan has never been to Africa.
所以生财之道呢，很多种。
So there are many ways you can make lots of money.
他是真正的经济学家。
This person is a true economist.
他连非洲都没有去过，就写了一大堆泰山的非洲的故事， 弄到你一天到晚想那些好像是真的事情。
You haven't been to Africa, you can write so many books about Tarzan in Africa.
还有另外一个人。
There is another person.
他发明了 vitamin C。
who has discovered vitamin C.
他一生不吃 vitamin C 药丸。
But he has never eaten it before.
那么你说他到底信不信有 vitamin C 呢？
Would he believe in vitamin C?
他信。
He did.
为什么他信不吃呢？
But why would he not eat it?
Vitamin C 只有在新鲜的果子里面， 不会在药丸里面。
He said vitamin C only works in fruits and not a pill.
所以你们多少给人家骗几十年都不知道的事情。
So a lot of you has been fooled for years.
这些人真是经济大师。
These people are all great economists.
可以卖一些根本不存在的东西。
They sell things that do not exist.
后来赚了一些存在的钱。
But make a lot of money that exists.
他自己从来不吃 vitamin C.
He himself will not eat vitamin C.
那么这个写 Tarzan 的这个人呢？
The person who wrote Tarzan.
他凭什么写非洲的情形呢？
How would he know about Africa?
真正身临其境， 处处都是头头是道。
He wrote as if he was there.
原来他年轻的时候，
When he was young,
他看一本书，
He read a book.
那本书是一个女记者到了非洲有写下来的记录。
Wrote by a woman journalist in Africa.
哇，他看了以后呢，
After he read it,
他也没有机会去，
He didn't have the opportunity to go.
他就想象，
So in, by imagination,
他因为 very creative，
very creative man，
所以他想象了非洲再加上个白人， 哦哎哦哎哦，多棒！
So he just added a white guy，
所以他就写了太长的故事。这就这个一点故事讲给你听哦。所以我告诉你，
I tell you this，
在非洲最冷的地方，你找不到白人。
You will not find a white person in the midst of Africa。
在北极、南极最冷的地方，你找不到黑人。
You cannot find a black person in the north or south pole.
这表示地理因素影响人种的发展。
It tells us that geographical factors influence our development.
为什么白种人鼻子比较长呢？
Why would the white man have a larger nose?
为什么鼻孔很尖很长长的呢？
With a sharp nostril.
因为在那么冷的地方。
It is in, they live in such cold places.
还有呼吸。
They need to breathe.
他就不能马上整个吸气吸进去，那就肺会结冰的。
The lungs will be frozen if you breathe too fast.
地理形势呢，就影响他的体型。
And so geography will influence physical growth.
那为什么呢？ 非洲的人，
But in Africa,
他们口很大，鼻孔大得不得了。
Their mouth is large and the nostril is large.
需要很热，要快快吐去。 这样。
They need to pant.
所以他们的鼻孔就大起来。
So nostril larger.
所以最好的就是我们中国人。
Chinese is the best.
我们不会太高。
We don't have.
不会太低。
Not tall, not short.
不太胖。
Not too fat.
不太瘦。
Not too thin.
不太这个大， 不太小。
Not too large or small.
什么都是中国人。
Everything is in the middle.
那么现在新加坡是越来越多中国人， 越来越少新加坡人。
In Singapore there are more and more Chinese from China.
过了几十年以后呢，
A few decades later,
我们辛辛苦苦建立的我是新加坡人， 结果呢， 我越来越多的中国移民。 你怎么说？ 我是广东人。
I'll tell you that they are from Guangzhou.
我是陕西人。
Or from Shaanxi.
新加坡人正在减少。
So Singaporeans are reducing in numbers.
在这里中国人正在增加。
Here the mainland Chinese are increasing in numbers.
从比例来说，
From ratio,
这一段的圣经呢，
This passage
就记载了人种的变化。
Tells us about how humanity changed.
那么人种变化除了地理因素以外，
Other than geographical factors,
还有一个生理这个优生学的因素。
There is also biology.
这是什么呢？ 也就是靠近血统的婚姻。
If you marry someone closer in blood group,
一定产生一个副作用。
There will be a side effect.
就是强点加强， 弱点也加强。
The strong points will be strengthened, but the weaknesses will be made worse.
白人跟白人结婚，
When the white marry a white,
白的这个因素， 这个特点就越来越清楚了。
It will become clearer, the Caucasian features.
黑的跟黑的结婚，
When a dark person marry a dark person,
几百代几千代的， 黑的因素就加强了。
After many generations, this darkness will increase.
眼前创造亚当夏娃，
When God first created Adam and Eve,
应当是没有多大差别。
Perhaps there are not much physical difference. But after hundreds of generations,
黑的就越来黑，白的就越来黑白。
The darker one will get darker and the white gets whiter.
今天三个人类就分种的这个状况。
Till we reach the stage today where there are three main groups.
今天我要把另外一件事讲完了，我们就结束了。
We will end after I deal with another matter.
这件事在哪里呢？ 就是第九章的最后一段。
The last passage of chapter 9.
我们大家一同来看。 挪亚做起农夫来，摘了一个葡萄园，他喝了园中的酒，便醉了，在帐篷里侧坐生子。迦南的父亲罕看见他父亲侧身， 就到外边告诉他两个弟兄，以是闪和雅夫，哪件衣服他在肩上，倒退着进去给他父亲盖上，他们背着脸就看不见父亲的车身。大家一同读：挪亚行了酒，知道小儿子向他所做的事，就说迦南当受咒诅，必给他的弟兄做奴仆的奴仆。又说耶和华神的上帝是应当称颂的，愿迦南做神的奴仆，愿上帝使雅弗扩张，使他住在神的帐篷里，又愿迦南做他的丈夫。洪水以后，挪亚又活了350年，挪亚共活了950岁，就死了。那这段圣经是很特别的一段圣经。
This passage from verse 20 to 29 is very special.
这段圣经曾经被用300年。
It was used for 300 years.
来支持殖民主义的那个政策。
To support the policy of the colonies.
所以我们一定要稍微知道一下。
So we must learn a little bit of this.
这是挪亚离开方舟以后。
After Noah left the ark,
一个重要的事件以后所发生的一个小事情。
A incident that happened.
挪亚做起农夫来。
Noah became a farmer.
他就建了一个葡萄园。
And planted a vineyard.
那么我种什么，我就把我种的当作我的食物来吃，这也是无可厚非的事情。
And he would eat of the fruit that he has produced.
挪亚喝了很多的葡萄以后呢？
After he drank the wine,
他就醉了。
He became drunk.
醉好不好啊？
Is it good to be drunk?
醉不好。
No good.
喝葡萄好不好啊？
Is it good to drink of the wine?
甚至守圣餐都可以喝葡萄。
In Holy Communion we have wine.
所以就没有什么错的。
Nothing wrong with that.
过量以后呢？
But after you took too much,
产生醉酒了。
You become drunk.
醉酒以后呢？
After you become drunk,
就发生了一些不如意的事情出来了。
Unpleasant things will happen.
发生不如意事情时候呢？
When unpleasantness came,
接跟一接越来越恶化了。
Many things will get worse.
挪亚是一个应当被尊重的老人。
Noah was supposed to be an old man to be respected.
因为他是当时最敬畏上帝的人。
He was the man who feared God most.
真正遵行神旨意的人。
A person that truly did the will of God.
消灭前人类有唯一留下来的老人。
The only old person left after God destroyed the world.
继续他的典范。
He can continue as a model.
影响他的三个孩子。
To influence his sons.
影响他的子孙。
And the descendants.
影响以后世代所有的人。
And all generations.
上帝让他有一件错事，变成他的渣滓，被记载，被留下来。
But God allowed this one mistake he made to be recorded.
这给我们很大的境界。
To give us a great warning.
新约圣经说，你不要醉酒。
The New Testament says, do not get drunk.
你不要酗酒。
Do not take too much wine.
因为你会因酒而滋事。
Because you will create trouble because of the wine.
一定要谨慎遵行圣灵的话语。
We need to be cautious about this.
挪亚喝酒醉的结果怎么样呢？
The result of his drunkenness.
他的理性不能有正常的功用。
Was that he could not function properly.
当他神志不清的时候。
And when he was unconscious.
生活有一违反平常规矩的行动。
His experiences was different from normal.
所以他现在不知道他在哪里。
He would not know what is happening to him.
脱光衣服了。
And he became naked.
那一个老人，很尊贵的老人，脱光衣服，这是多么害羞的事情。
And this was a shameful thing because he was to be honored.
这里提到寒就看见了。
And here it says Ham saw it.
圣经在这里不是直接说寒看见。
The Bible did not quite say directly.
这里提到迦南的父亲韩看见。
The Bible says the father of Canaan, Ham.
我不明白为什么要这样讲。
I don't understand why this was added.
咒诅就临到迦南。
And curses went to Canaan.
当然，迦南是韩的孩子。
Of course, Canaan was the son of Ham.
很可能这个小小的孩子先看见，就嬉皮笑脸告诉他爸爸，爸爸也去看了。
It is possible that maybe Canaan saw it first and told the father.
所以这里特别提到迦南的父亲韩看见他的父亲挪亚脱光衣服。
And so here, Ham, the father of Canaan, saw his father's nakedness.
脱光衣服在没有犯罪以前是很正常的事情。
Nakedness was normal before the fall.
就因为人犯罪要用衣服遮盖，把羞辱隐藏起来。
Because of the fall, we need to cover our shame with clothing.
这个叫做文化的开始。
And this is where culture started.
请注意，在所有被造的东西，最高的艺术就是人 健全青春的身体。
The human body at its best is the highest expression of art.
但身体锻炼到最好的地步，那是没有任何的艺术跟线条可以相比的最高的艺术。
Nothing is more beautiful than a perfect human body.
当人的身体衰老了，又不照着常规，乱七八糟的，是最难看的艺术。
But when we get old and we don't live a proper life, then it gets very ugly.
上帝造了这个 masterpiece， 为什么要用布把它盖起来？
Why is this masterpiece covered by cloth?
这是文化不能解决的问题。
This is a problem cannot be solved by culture.
凡是没有文化的地方都是不穿衣服的。
Places that are uncivilized, people walk around naked.
凡是穿衣服穿得很伟大、很整齐，被认为是很有文化的地方。
And we think of a place where there's great fashion to be civilized.
文化里面又有一层，就是把衣服脱光，把最美丽的身体表达出来，这代表是艺术最高的功能。
But in art, we also express art of the new.
这种矛盾怎么去解决？今天不谈。
This is a very ironical situation.
但是当挪亚脱光衣服的时候
，But when Noah was naked,
他是故意的吗
？Did he did it on purpose? No.
为什么他赤身露体呢
？Why was he naked?
因为他神志不清。
Because he was drunk.
他不能按照应当有的理性正常功用对付他的生活的细节。
He could not then live life in the normal reason-based way.
留下了羞耻的一面。给他的子孙看见了
，and his children was able to witness his shame。
所以当韩看见了以后呢
，when Ham saw this，
他就去告诉他的两个哥哥。
What he did was he told his two brothers。
哥哥啊，你有没有看过爸爸不穿衣服很好看
？Oh brothers, have you seen our father naked? Let us all go and see this。
我告诉你，这件事两个兄弟的看法跟弟弟是完全不一样。
Here we see the two brothers reacting differently。
他们就很严肃地对待这件事情。
They were very solemn about this matter.
这里面隐藏的教训多得不得，单单这一段我们可以讲一两个钟头。
There are many messages here. We can preach for 2 hours on this.
那我告诉你
，I tell you this.
你不要以为你永远站得住。
Do not always think that you will stand firm.
你不要以为你永远不会有毛病。
Do not always think that you will never fall.
当生命到某一个时刻的时候
，When your life reaches a certain point,
有一点一回吃太多葡萄、喝酒醉的时候，很多毛病都出来。
Many problems can occur just by one mistake.
就是永远没有办法再挽回的事情。
And this becomes something you can never recover.
有点像一失足成千古恨。
Like the Chinese said, you make one wrong move, forever you regret.
因为女子跟不认识的男友滥交，一下子给他偷拍，以后你被放在网上，永远刷不清了。
If your picture is taken by someone you do not know in your nakedness and he posts it on the internet, forever and ever you will be there.
只因为他曾经讲过一句你很喜欢听的话，你是我见过最美丽的女人，你就把裤子脱给他。
Just because the person has called you with the most beautiful words.
而你不知道他这句话对多少人讲过吗？
And you don't know how many people he will say beautiful words to.
有时候一不小心一点点。
Just one tiny mistake.
我们就把病落在人的手里
，and forever you will have something that other people have，
黄河都洗不清楚
，and you will never get out of it。
挪亚这一生这么伟大
，Noah led such a great life，
所有的储蓄建了一个方舟
，he used all his savings to build the ark，
人类的败坏的这个绝技呢，把它挽回过来
，and to turn around all of humanity，
被上帝拣选成了新族类的最高的。最高的地主。
He was chosen by God to be the first leader of the new race.
为什么许可给他留下一点点的污秽、肮脏、渣滓在历史中间呢
？But why would God allow this blemish to appear in history?
因为他一点不小心。
Because he was careless.
我初中二的时候
，When I was in secondary two，
我们学校有一个很被尊重的老师。
In my school, there was a teacher that we all respected.
犯过同样的毛病。
He made the same mistake.
有一天，我们学校附近大概一公里外有一个很大的戏院，演一个很好的电影。
One day there was a movie that was playing in a theater nearby.
所以很多人去看那个电影。
Many people went.
因为很难买到票。
It was difficult to get a ticket.
前面排队。
And so we queue. Lots of people queuing.
那么这个我们的学生也很多在那边。
A lot of our students were there.
这个老师呢还没有去买票前喝酒醉。
This teacher got drunk before he went to the theater.
到那边的时候酒性发作。
And when he went there,
他完全神志不清。
He was completely not able to control himself.
突然间脱开裤子。
He suddenly took off his trousers.
在那边说我要小便，你们让开。
He said, I have to pee.
所以几百个人看见他这个下体。
So hundreds of people saw his nakedness.
啊, 有一些是他的学生,
and some were his students.
他们大叫,
and so they screamed.
就老师不像样,
how can a teacher behave like that?
从此以后,
from that time onwards,
他名义永远没有恢复,
forever his reputation was stained.
后来他不能再忍下去,
he could not carry on.
就离开学校,
and he left the school.
我就没有见过他,
and I've never seen him since.
很好的老师,
very good teacher.
因为喝酒醉,
because he got drunk, he made a huge mistake.
终身的羞耻,
forever it became his shame.
我们从这段圣经也得了很大的教训,
so we need to be warned by this passage.
很多人以为玩一玩不要紧,
many people think it's okay just to play for a while.
喝多一点不要紧,
it's okay to get drunk a little bit.
醉点错不要紧,
a little bit of mistakes.
这是很可怕的世界,
it can be very horrifying.
好事无人问, 恶事传天下,
you can do good things and no one cares, but when you make a mistake, everyone knows.
人听好消息, 特别是福音没有兴趣, 听那些肮脏的东西, 眼睛睁得很大的。
People are not interested in the good news like the gospel, but they like rumors and bad news.
最后,
lastly,
我要告诉你, 韩的态度很不对的。
The attitude of Ham was wrong.
韩自己看了,
after he saw it,
很兴趣,
he was interested.
看巴巴的下体,
he has seen the nakedness of his father.
自己传,
immediately he went out and talk about it.
你说传给谁? 自己的兄弟不要紧吗?
His own brothers.
那个时候只有自己的兄弟, 没有别人的兄弟,
there weren't anybody else.
全世界就是那几个人,
the whole world, there was only a few of them.
他是环球广播电台,
so he has preached to the whole world.
他就传给两个哥哥,
the two brothers.
这两个哥哥是很正派的人,
but the two brothers were upright.
他说你看到什么?
They say, what have you seen?
我看到我们的父亲没有穿衣服。
I say, we see my father naked.
那你应该怎么样?
Then what should you do?
我就告诉你们,我们一同去看吧。
I tell you, then we go see together.
他说不行。
They say, no.
你这样做不对的。
What you have done is wrong.
我们要拿一块布。
We will take a garment
遮盖我们的父亲。
To cover him up.
那么其实也没有多少人看,对不对?
There are only a few of them.
全世界就是这几个人,
so what's the big deal?
但是不能,
but no.
因为神不喜欢的事情,
but this is not pleasing to God.
你一定要好好严肃地处理,
so you need to treat it solemnly.
两兄弟拿一块布,
both brothers took the garment,
放在肩上,
they put it on their shoulder,
会后走,
and walked backwards
走到父亲的地方,
till they reached the father,
把他盖住,
and covered him.
这两个人没有看见,
and both never saw him.
你看见,
can you see this?
对性的问题,
towards sexuality,
裸体的问题,
towards nakedness,
对文化的问题,
towards question of civilization,
你是不是很严肃地处理它?
Do you look at it with a stern view?
我告诉你,
I tell you this,
新加坡到现在,
for Singapore,
还蒙上帝相当大的恩典,
God still has great grace on it.
你们这个地方不可以卖 Playboy 这一类的书,
because there's no pornography publicly on sale.
我很担心,
but I'm worried,
你们见赌博馆以后, 神的普遍恩惠就会减少,
that God will remove or reduce His common grace after you finish your casino.
现在的政府向钱低头,
because the government is looking at money,
向物质妥协,
and compromising with the material world,
对性,
and towards sexuality,
也不严肃的,
and it will not become strict also.
对钱也贪欲的,
they will also be greedy towards money.
文化跟整个民族的尊严就慢慢降低下去,
and then the dignity of the people will slowly disappear.
这是历史的定律,
this is a principle in history.
这是不荣耀的事情,
these are not glorious things,
不值得尊重的事情,
and not things to be honored.
你看见, Will Durant 讲一句话,
Wilburn said this,
Will Durant,
Will Durant said this,
没有一个文化, hmm? 是从外面的人去把它打破的,
not a single civilization is destroyed externally,
但是每一个文化都是里面自己瓦解的时间到就垮了,
every civilization falls from within.
所以对性的严肃,
the solemn attitude towards sexuality,
比谈性的内容是更要紧,
is more important than the speaking and teaching of sexuality. When we use a flippant attitude towards such things,
我们在羞辱神按他自己所形象样式造的人性,
we are actually shaming humanity that has been made in the image and likeness of God.
我把性当作玩具来看待的时候,
when I treat sex as a toy,
其实人类正在玩弄自己的尊严,
we are actually playing around with our own dignity.
所以呢,
so for
跟闪,
Ham and Shem,
两个世界两种人种的祖先,
for Japheth and Shem, these two ancestors of humanity,
他们采取严肃的态度,
they have a solemn attitude,
不随便处理这个事情,
they treat it strictly,
他们就退后, and 正视父亲的裸体,
they walk backwards so that they will not see their father,
用布把父亲的下体盖起来,
and covered their father up with a garment.
等父亲醒过来的时候,
when Noah awoke,
我为什么是穿这样的?
He suddenly realized he was naked.
问一下呢,
and he asked,
知道事情了,
and he discovered what happened.
他就开始咒诅迦南,
and he cursed Canaan.
咒诅寒,
and Ham.
然后就讲到闪跟亚夫以后要怎么样蒙福的事情。
And bless Shem and Japheth.
我告诉你,
I tell you this.
这件事情呢,
this matter
被人引用,
has been used
把亚,
as a explanation of history by the prophet.
他说什么呢?
The explanation was
迦南做闪的奴仆,
cursed be Canaan, the lords of the slaves.
上帝是亚夫扩张,
and God allowed Japheth to expand his territory. That he will live in the tents of Shem, and may Canaan be his slave. It seems that Japheth was blessed the most. He is able to live in the tents of Shem, and be the master of Ham. And so the whites believe in slavery. That the blacks are to be enslaved. And the whites can go and live in the tents of other people all around the world. And so the Europeans have colonization. The best house in Singapore was stayed by Raffles.
Raffles,
who was this Raffles? He was an intruder. And today you still honor this intruder. Who was Columbus?
哇,发现新大陆,
he discovered a new world.
他是国际强盗,
but actually he was like an international pirate. He go intrude.
所以白种人用文化的侵略,
and so the whites will use culture to invade.
军事的侵略,
military powers.
这行了,这民主义,
and they colonized everywhere.
那么直接用这节圣经啊,
and they will use this passage
这是神的旨意吗?
And say it's the will of God.
这是先知的预言吗?
The prophecy of the prophets.
这是挪亚讲的话吗?
Words of Noah.
你不奇怪,
so you say the Negroes all should be enslaved.
那非洲人在美国,
millions of the blacks in America are all descendants of slaves.
这不是圣经的话吗?
You say this is the word of God.
圣经的话是上帝的话,
so we must honor the word of God. So we agree with the colonies. We agree that we should enslave the blacks. We say these are the word of God. I will not accept this.
我告诉你,
but I tell you that
这一句话不是指永永年年,
this does not refer to forever and ever.
不一定,
not so.
这句话告诉我们,
it tells us that Noah once said this.
那我今天要对你讲的重点是什么呢?
But the emphasis is
迦南对信太轻薄,
that Canaan was took sex lightly.
所以最后呢,
so today in Africa you see the prevalence of AIDS.
Mendelssohn Mandela. Mandela,
Nelson
Mandela. Nelson
Mandela is a national hero and politician. But within his family, four has died of AIDS. He can save South Africa from apartheid. But he cannot rescue his own people from the AIDS. Something very horrifying.
那么亚夫呢?
And for Japheth, indeed they become masters of the blacks.
那在这里我不谈这些是不是神真正为这个历史定的旨意。
I will not talk about whether this is really the will of God.
但我告诉你,
but I tell you this,
挪亚是长辈,
Noah was an elderly man.
一个孩子对父亲不孝顺,
when a son is not filial to the father,
不尊重父亲的时候,
and will not respect his father,
他的父亲咒诅他的时候, 神会注意听的。
God will listen carefully when the father cursed the son.
请你注意下面讲的这几句话,
take note of what I'm about to tell you.
当保罗讲你们做妻子要顺服丈夫的时候,
when the apostle Paul says that the women are to be submissive to the husband,
讲妻子顺服丈夫。
First, he talked about how women should be submissive.
再讲丈夫要爱妻。
And then he said the husband must love the wife.
像基督舍命爱教会一样。
The way Christ gave his life for his church.
当保罗讲父子关系的时候。
But when Paul talks about relationship between father and son,
是先讲你们做父亲的要这个你们要爱你的儿女。
He did not first say that the father must love the children.
先讲你们做儿女的要孝顺父母。
The first thing he said was that the children must be obedient to the father.
为什么这个次序不颠倒过来？
Why didn't he turn it the other way round?
为什么先讲孩子要孝顺父母，然后才讲父母要爱孩子？
That children must honor the parents and then the parents love their child.
几次的次序从来没有颠倒。
The order has never been turned around in many of these descriptions.
顺从长辈。
We are to honor our elderly.
尊敬父母。
To honor our parents.
这是圣经里面人伦律法中间的第一条。
This is the first commandment relating to human relationship.
这条诫命的第六条不是你们做父亲的要做儿女的榜样，说你们要孝顺父母。
The sixth commandment is that we are to honor our father and mother.
这其中一定隐藏着上帝最高的智慧在里面。
There must be God's greatest wisdom implicit in here.
一个不顺服、不孝顺父母的人。
So when a person is not filial,
神有时会听他父亲对孩子的咒诅。
God sometimes will listen to the curse of the parents.
因为上帝是用他作为上帝的代表把你生出来。
Because this person is born with the father and mother as representative of God.
尊重神给他的地位。
You are to honor the position that God has given to him.
父母的存在是你所以能生下来的基因。
Your existence is because of the existence of your parents.
你的父母是神用来创造你的一个工具。
And your parents have been used by God to create you.
所以你要敬畏上帝。你要孝顺父母。
You are to fear God and honor your parents.
你说是，如果我的父母真的我顺服，真的我尊敬，我一定会尊敬他的。
And you may argue and say that, well, if they are deserving of my honor, then yes.
但你请你注意，当父母不真的尊敬的时候，你还要孝顺他，你才是遵行上帝道的人。
But even when they are not worthy and you are filial, then you are indeed doing the will of God.
你不能因为他喝酒，自己脱光衣服，还要怪我。我不过看到罢了。
You cannot say that well, the fellow got drunk and got naked, it's not my fault.
这是他的错嘛。
It is his mistake.
为老不尊，为幼不敬，我什么错呢？
I have not done anything wrong because he did not honor himself.
你看到了，你不必讲，你为什么叫两个哥哥一同来看呢？
But the question is, why did he tell his brothers?
所以挪亚醒过来以后，
After Noah awoke,
咒诅迦南的父亲。
He cursed Canaan.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
没有养育过你的人，
those who have not nurtured you,
没有栽培过你的人，
those who have not taken care of you,
攻击你怎能回报你，你都不必怕。
You do not have to be afraid of them if they attack you and they malign you.
不会赐福的。
God will not bless this person.
有一片水落石出，什么都清楚了。
One day the truth will all come forth.
这一生我告诉你，
In my life,
我学了很多功课都从圣经的总原则来。
I have learned so many lessons from the general principles of the Bible.
人骂我，
when they scold me,
人诽谤我，
when they blaspheme me,
人写信怪我，
when they write letters and blame me,
体无完肤，
they will scold me all sorts.
我从来没有去回应他。
I have never responded.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神没有呼召我做那件事，我就去做了。
This is not a calling from God for me.
所以你骂我是证明你的嘴巴是有骂人的。才干就是。
So if you scold me, it just proves that you can scold.
你乱写一些东西，我没有做的，你写就表示你有诽谤人的这个习惯，就是这样。
When you write letters and malign me, it just shows that you are libelous.
我不管你的。
I am not interested.
没有栽培过我的人。
Those who have never played a part in my nurturing.
对我怎么破坏，神都不许可的。
God will not allow anything they have done against me.
如果我的母亲咒诅我。
But if my mother were to curse me.
我就逃不掉了。
I cannot escape.
如果我的师长责备我，
if my teachers and my elderly people curse me, I will take care of it.
这些人不是出于妒忌，
these people are not jealous of me.
他们不是利害关系，
it is not about profit and loss.
他们曾经付代价为我流过眼泪，为我设过自己，为我付过很多艰难的路途代价的人。
And they are people who have paid the price, who have shed tears for me, that have nurtured me.
所以当你父亲有毛病的时候，
So when your father makes a mistake,
你照样尊重他，
you still need to honor him.
当你父亲使你在社会上给人羞辱的时候，
When your father creates a situation of shame for you,
你还要在众人面前尊重他，
you still need to honor him in front of other people.
因为他是上帝的代表，
Because he represents God.
他是你的父母。
He is your father.
一个尊敬父亲、孝顺母亲的人，是一个最有智慧的人。
A person who honors the parents is most wise.
有很多做父母的。
Many parents
自己从来没有会读书。
Have never studied in their life.
没有钱读书。
They are so poor.
辛辛苦苦做了有钱让孩子读书，结果自己小学毕业，孩子博士班毕业。
In the end, the children will have PhD while they have never finished school.
然后这个博士回来就看不起爸爸，讲也讲不通，什么都不懂。你知道你的懂是这个不懂的爸爸做的绊子给你修成功的吗？
And the PhD will return and then look down on the parents, but actually the parents is the one that nurtured him.
你要孝顺你的父亲。
You are to honor your father and mother.
宋尚杰的父亲。
The father of Dr. John Song.
从来没有留学过。
Have never gone overseas.
宋尚杰拿博士。
But when Dr. John Soon got his PhD,
他没有抵挡父亲，他还顺从父亲。
He did not oppose his father, he was still obedient to him.
他父亲写信给他说，
The father wrote a letter to him.
你以后的太太我已经替你定了，你回来就有了，我替你决定某某人的你哦，因为很好。
He said that I've already got a wife for you in the future. I've set it for you. Match made.
现在有哪一个博士班的学生要让爸爸替他找一个乡下婆做他的太太？
Which PhD would want the father to get a villager's to become the wife?
我读他的传记，我非常佩服。
But I respect him greatly.
那我想我的孩子会这样吗？一个都不可能。
I think it's not possible for my children.
他怎么讲呢？爸爸。谢谢你这么关心我。
Thank you for caring.
为我预备了我未来的太太。
To prepare my wife.
我作为你孩子，我一定孝顺。
As your son, I will be obedient.
我接受你。
I accept that.
你所为我安排一定是好的。
Your arrangement must be good.
但是请求你一件事情。
But I ask of one thing.
他只有初中毕业。
She's only a secondary school student.
我盼望他最少读到高中毕业。
I hope that at least you will be a high school student.
我只等三年的时候，请你出钱帮助他读到高中毕业。然后以后我把钱还给你，请帮忙我好吗？
Can you help me pay the school fee so that the fellow will finish high school? At least I'll pay you back.
现在有这样的孩子，一定头条新闻。
A son like this will hit the headline today.
新时代的大傻瓜。
The new idiot for the new generation.
但是感谢上帝。
But thanks be to God.
神后来用颂不是。
God used Dr. Johnson mightily.
超过所有其他神的仆人。
More than all servants of God.
因为他是在神的旨意中间知道敬畏神、孝敬父母的。
He was a person that knew how to fear God and honor his parents.
多少青年人
？Many young people today.
看父亲长得难看。
The father may look ugly.
因为您青春吗
？Because you are young.
看父亲没有学问。
And they think that the father is ignorant.
我告诉你
，I tell you this.
他谁给你轻看
？He was young before.
是因为他的父亲不如你的父亲。
Because his father is not like your father.
所以你的父亲是比他的父亲更伟大，你才敢轻看他。
And you are able to despise him because your father is greater than his father.
使你能轻看他的，就是他为你预备的。
And he was the one that enabled you to despise him in the first place.
我盼望我们这一代的青年人。
I pray that our young people
重新学习圣经孝顺的道理。
Will continue and renew the filial piety from the Bible.
否则人类的文化没有前途。
Or we have no future.
Noah 咒诅他的孩子。
Noah cursed his children.
神没有骂诺亚。
And God did not rebuke him.
神许可这些事有一些时候会发生。
And God allowed these things to happen sometimes.
有一个很讨厌他父亲的人。
A person who really hated his father.
有一天人不能忍，就把他父亲赶走。
One day was so angry he chased his father out of the house.
那是一个冬天。
It was a winter.
冷得不得了的地方。
Very cold.
他父亲流眼泪。
The father was crying.
请他让我可以留在这个房子。
And ask him to allow him to stay.
机会没有了。
He said no more chance.
你给我滚吧。
Get out.
我已经给你很多的机会。
I've given you many chances.
你现在一定要走。
Now you must go.
到哪里去呢？
Where would he go?
外面冷得不得了。
He was very cold.
全地都在冰冻。
The entire place was frozen.
已经没有亲人了。
There was no one there.
老人家年轻的朋友一个一个死了，人越老是越孤单的。
When you get older, you become lonelier.
他寄望的就是孩子。
And he had hope on his son.
孩子把他赶走的时候。
When the son chased him out.
流泪求情也不被听。
The son would not listen to him.
但是这个人呢，忽然间感觉到外面太冷了，就赶他出去会死在外面，怎么办呢？
Suddenly the son realized that the father may die.
他对他的孩子说。
So he said to his son,
你去我的这个车房里面, 那个时候是马车的车房, 不是现在汽车的车房。
Go to the carriage, the garage where the carriage was.
我有一件皮衣很老很旧的。
I have a coat there, a very old one.
你拿来我, 给我父亲披上, 我要把它赶走了。
Take it so that I can give it to your grandfather.
这个孩子才12、13岁。
The son was 12 years old.
看着他父亲,
he looked at the father.
看着他爷爷,
and the grandfather.
他一句话不讲就进去了。
And he just went to the room.
很久不出来,
and he didn't come out.
他就父亲大声炮下, 出来!
So the father yelled at him, come out.
叫你把皮衣拿出来,
I ask you to bring the coat.
你的爷爷要出去了, 需要这件皮衣,
your grandfather need the coat.
为什么你不出来?
Why would you not come out?
久久以后,
after a while,
他这个10多岁的孩子拿, 拿皮衣出来的时候,
this teenager brought the coat.
他发现这皮衣只有剩下一半,
he found that the coat has only left half.
是剪刀剪过的一半,
he used a scissors and cut it into two.
父亲对他说,
the father asked him,
皮衣怎么只有一半?
Why is this coat split into two?
当时是我剪的,
the son said, I cut it.
我把它剪成两,
I cut it into two.
我把一半另外收住了,
I kept one half.
你为什么收住?
Why do you keep the half?
知道不知道外面冷得不得了?
Do you not know it's very cold?
你爷爷出去问人,
your grandfather will freeze to death.
他说我不能对爷爷是这样,
the child said, I cannot treat my grandfather this way.
以后你老了,
when you get old,
我有另外半件事留给你,
the other half is meant for you.
你今天对待我爷爷,
today you treat my grandfather this way,
是这样的,
this is the way you treat him.
我要留一半, 以后大了, 我对待你也是这样,
I will leave behind half the coat and treat you the same way when I grow up.
有哪一个不孝顺父母的人,
when a person does not honor the parents,
前途是蒙恩的人,
he will not be blessed in the future.
我们低头祷告,
let us pray.